This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I want to talk about some arty-farty stuff now, because this week on Friday, Hamilton Playbox are launching their new production, which is called Unnecessary Farce. And joining me in the studio are two cast members from that show, Nicholas Wells and Michelle Ranganui. Kia ora. Morning to both of you. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, morena.
Thank you.
Not always easy to get up early in the morning to come in for a radio interview, especially when you're doing rehearsals up until late at night, I bet. So you're at the sharp end of things now, with only just under a week to go. How's it feeling?
Yeah, we're getting into it. Yeah. It's the heavy part of the preparation. So as you said, long rehearsals was yesterday, was a big day for us. So feeling a little bit of pressure, but also everything's just, you know, starting to click into place. And
yeah. So yesterday was the first time we'd been on the stage. We'd been rehearsing in a studio up until then. And, of course, the characteristic of farces is the number of doors you have on the set. So that was a bit of a challenge. Mm. I think there are 8 doors on this particular set, and people have to be in the right place at the right time, and the doors have to be open and closed. So just managing those sort of bits of business was quite challenging.
How big a cast was it, do you know? Off the top of your head?
7. From memory.
That's a decent number of people to be moving around.
It is, yeah, and you know, you don't want to be colliding with them when you're not supposed to even be seeing them. So, yeah, we had some technical challenges, but we spent 9 hours yesterday working through that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Perhaps I may have had to hold a door at one stage so that it didn't fly open at an inappropriate time.
Yeah, well.
But that will be sorted by the end of the week.
All the stuff you need to do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, pretend like I'm somebody who doesn't know anything at all about the play. Which shouldn't be too hard, because I've not read it. I don't know anything about the plot. So tell me about it. What is it? The Unnecessary Farce suggests that it's a farce about a farce. Am I right?
Michelle, you're looking at me blankly.
We're looking at each other.
Yeah, so it's a very clever farce. It's written by a guy who is himself an actor and has participated in farce himself, so he knows the genre. The closest thing, I think, in some respects, although it's not exactly like it, but it would be something like Noises Off, so sort of not a play within a play, but it's got a very complex plot that requires precision timing from the cast. It's very, very funny. And there are some extraordinarily memorable performances in it. Mm. I mean, it's basically two inept cops trying to set up a corrupt mayor on a video sting with an accountant and a couple of mafia bods, 3 mafia bods, and a hitman. So and of course all these people are moving around on the same set at the same time. So it's very, very funny.
And lots of confusion about identities and stuff like that, which is usual.
Absolutely.
Kind of fare for a farce, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And coming from the point of view, I never knew what a farce was, Mike, until I went for this play. So I have had to learn. So for those listeners who might have no idea, which a lot of my friends and family are like, what the heck is a farce? I've just been telling them, come along, you're going to laugh. There's definitely a lot of comedy, and apparently I may be slightly funny. So that's been my key to try and get people to come and watch and perhaps learn and come to theatre. So because I'm new to theatre as well, I've been encouraging people I know who've never stepped inside a theatre, let alone watched anything, come along and experience it. So yeah,
you say new, how new?
I did my first play last year at age 50.
Wow. That's a long time cooking.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's
what made you decide to take the lead?
Just wanted to do a few challenges coming into the age of 50. So I kind of wrote a list. There was meant to be a list of 50 at 50. I only wrote about 20 because that's all I could think of. And one of them was, let's try an audition for something. And I went, okay. So I waited for an opportunity, did an audition for a play last year and got the lead. So there we go. We are now in theatre.
And sounding very confident with it too.
Sometimes it's just where you're meant to be.
Well, at the other end of the spectrum, you've got someone like Nick who's probably been at it almost longer than me.
40 years.
Well, not quite as long as me.
No, no, that's right. And in fact, the farce is the genre of theatre I personally like best, I have to say. And if you get a good one and you get a good cast, and this is a really good cast, ensemble cast, it's not a dud among them, they're really great, it just fires, and it's hilariously funny when you get it right. And I think the audience is in for a real treat with this one.
Tell me about your roles.
I have the pleasure of being Nick's wife. I am Mrs. Meekly, the wife of Mayor Meekly. So it's a very important line, that one. And I am a character that's very sweet, very lovely, very kind of in the background. I get to play around with costume, and perhaps there may be another side of me that gets revealed towards the end.
But we're not saying.
Well, no, I'm going to keep that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, for my one person I know is listening, I'm going to keep it tucked away.
Well, Michelle spilled the beans. You're the corrupt mayor, Nick.
Well, but am I? This is the question. So, the character evolves. I mean, it's not the first time I've played a mayor on stage, as you probably know. Mm-hmm. But, so typecast again. But nonetheless, trundle out the sort of authority figure character and away you go. But good character to play, some cracker lines, great interactions with other members of the cast, and the Mayor Meekly is not all that he seems, should we just say that. So very similar to my wife, but in a slightly different way.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to look forward to in terms of the whole piece. And you said, Nick, that it's an ensemble show, so it's not reliant upon one dominant character all the way through.
No, not at all. I mean, there are some roles that are weightier than others, but effectively the cast is pretty evenly matched in terms of its...
You need all those moving parts to make it work.
You do, and they have to move seamlessly. No, the cast have melded really well together, and really good performances coming out.
I was in another room about a week ago when you guys were rehearsing. I could hear what was happening through the walls, and it sounded loud in places. I'm not saying it was intrusive at all. We were trying to have a meeting, we had a meeting, but we could hear, not clearly, but some stuff happening through the walls while you guys were rehearsing, and it sounded really active. Shall we say, a lot of physical stuff happening. Is that kind of towards the climax of the whole thing, or is it all the way through?
No, it pretty much starts off like that and carries on for the duration.
That's very true. Even sitting backstage yesterday, just the noise on the floor, I noticed as I'm waiting. It's like, this is really loud. Like, there's a lot of activity going on and a lot of noise. So, it's definitely going to keep people on their toes, and they'll have something to look at all the time.
What's that like in terms of stamina for sort of pacing yourself through that? You don't want to burn all your candles at once, do you? Mm. So.
No, it's not bad. I mean, you just have to be... The most exhausting part, of course, is leading up to the opening night. So this week, for example, we'll have rehearsals every night. Yeah. And it's been a fairly condensed rehearsal period, so we have had quite a lot of rehearsals in a very short space of time. But, as soon as you get a change, so when we move from the studio where we've been rehearsing onto the stage, everything lifts up a notch. Once we hit Friday, when we've got our first audience, again, it'll just elevate it significantly at that point. So once we're into the run, of course, it's fine. You just hit your straps and keep going.
And you've got a good two-week run there, 13th to the 28th of March.
Yes, that's right.
Tickets are available through iTicket. .co.nz, and in fact we have a double pass to give away.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
And we'll be doing that through our social media this morning at some point or through the day, so check out the Free FM Facebook page for the link and the graphic, which will tell you all about that for Hamilton Playbox production Unnecessary Farce, opening on Friday. Break a leg, both of you, and the rest of the cast as well, and director Don Ron Dalton, who I know he loves comedy. And loves physical comedy in particular.
Yes.
The very first play I ever did when I moved back up to the Waikato was with Ron, and it was very physical and a lot of hard work. So I can imagine he's launched into this with all guns
blazing. He launches across stage sometimes.
Literally.
In rehearsals too. Yes, he has been teaching launching, let's just say that.
And fans of farces will definitely want to see it, and those who don't know anything about farces may learn a thing or two.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time both, Nick Wells and Michelle Ranginui, two cast members from Unnecessary Farce. And as I said, you can book your tickets through iticket.co.nz.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.